start, actually, if someone would, at Genesis 12 and verse 6, and read down through the end of the chapter, and maybe through verses 1 through 4 of chapter 13. Someone with a good loud voice, if they would. And we'll get a microphone to you, whoever you are. If you could come to a mic up here, that would be good. There we go.
Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Mark and Shem. At the time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went towards the hill of east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out towards Negev. Then, now there was a great famine in the land. Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife, Sarai, "I know how beautiful you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared for you." When Abram came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw how beautiful Sarai was. And when Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and she was taken into his palace. He treated Abram well for her sake, and Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, manservants and maidservants, and camels. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife Sarai. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister, so I took her to be my wife'? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh gave the orders about to Abraham to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. So Abram went up from Egypt to Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silk. From Negev he went to the place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier.
Verse 4.
Okay. And where he had first built an altar, there Abraham called on the Lord.
Thank you.